do have a top 10 list for you this morning. You know, it's almost the end of the year, so we're bringing you the top 10 words of 2008. Can you guess what some of them might be?
Yeah, what would a year be without a top 10 list here? Our Josh Leves has that for us. Josh, do you speak Phelpsian Chinglish?
What
the heck is that?
Do I speak Phelpsian?
Can you bail us out from that one? One of the words.
That was really good. Yeah, well, I'm going to try to speak some Phelpsian bailout Chinglish for you now.
All right.
Let's take a look at this. It's from the Global Language Monitor, and it's really interesting. When they put out this list every year, let's just go to this first graphic, because I want you to see what it is that we're starting off with. 1 through 5, change, and then bailout, Betty, just like you were saying. 3, Obama mania. Not much of a surprise, since I think we said that on the air a few hundred times. Were you guys familiar with greenwashing?
No.
I didn't know greenwashing. Greenwashing is repositioning a product to stress its earth-friendly attributes. Basically trying to sell something, claiming that it's green, maybe greener than it
is. Okay, well, hold on. Let me ask you this. If these are the top 10 words, why aren't these words that we're like, yeah, I've heard that several times?
I know, and I'll tell you how they go about coming up with their list, then I'll show you the other 5. This is what they do. They look at, I'll tell you exactly from here. They say they look at words and phrases used in media and the internet, and they also look at how often they're used in major news media. So, for example, I saw that they're greenwashing there, so I wonder, do we use greenwashing a lot? Check it out. I did a search for greenwashing on CNN.com. Apparently, we do.
Oh.
Here's
really?
One of our stories, and over here is a video that we have all about greenwashing from our EcoSolutions unit.
Guilty as charged.
I guess I'm not watching enough of our stuff. Let's check out 6 through 10. I want to show you guys the rest of the list. It's great stuff. Derivative is at the top.
Oh, no. Don't use that one.
Dreaded subprime.
Subprime.
Foreclosure.
The sad one. Foreclosure. And then this is where you get to Phelpsian and Chinglish. Now, Phelpsian, we know Phelpsian is a huge feat that's never been done before. But Chinglish is, I'll tell you how they define it, the often amusing Chinese-English language hybrid that Beijing tried to stamp out before the Olympics began. Apparently, Beijing didn't want people speaking a lot of Chinglish when the world arrived there.
Yeah, yeah.
So apparently they got rid of it. One more thing to show you guys. Top phrases of the year.
Okay.
Let's show you this really quickly, then we're going to go. All right. Number 1, financial tsunami. 2, global warming. 3,
yes we can. Yeah.
No shocker. 4, lame duck. And 5, working class whites. They say apparently that's been used as a code word for whites who are working class. More information, language monitor.
How is that a code word? Because it says working class whites.
Exactly.
It's not even a code word.
I got one for you, Josh, that you should have put on that list.
Fact check. Reality check.
Or the truth squad. Or any of those.
You know, I should have thought of that. I'm calling the language monitor as soon as we're off the air.
Get on it.
Get hopping,
Thank
my
you,
friend.
Josh.